Hello, this is Julie Stanford again. Welcome to step 16 of my 20 essential business startup tips. This time we're going to be looking at spreading the word. Once you've decided who your customers should be, what you want to sell to them, and where you'll position yourself in relation to your competitors, what next? Surely you just sketch out a quick business card and a flyer or two and nip down to the local printers, right? Wrong. Sorry, but it's very important that you plan first what it is that you want to say to your customers and how best to say it. The ideal way to plan your promotional materials is to put your business plan together first. It sounds odd, but it works. Once you've decided exactly where you want to get in your business and how you plan to get there, it becomes much more obvious who you should be communicating with and how. For example, a caterer who decides to target office workers with sandwiches and snacks could tell them about her service by distributing leaflets, giving introductory offer coupons, and setting up an online ordering system on her website. A second caterer, targeting the management at the same companies and offering platters of sandwiches, cakes, and fruit for large meetings, could take a very different approach. He might write to the decision makers, enclosing a glossy brochure and some menu options, and offer the managers a free tasting session so they can sample the products. A third caterer, offering exactly the same type of products to schools and hospitals, might work on meeting the requirements to be added to a preferred supplier list, or perhaps submit a bid or tender document to win a particular contract. All three caterers could be offering identical products. However, because they've chosen different customer groups, they need to promote themselves in very different ways. So you'll see why it's important to know who you're going to be targeting your messages at. There are many ways to let people know you exist. Here are just a few. Advertising, the obvious choice, but it's expensive, and it tends to be better at brand building than getting people to buy. Can you afford it? Brochures and leaflets. These can be very good or very bad. The temptation is to try and write them to tell everything about your business to everyone. And if you do that, they often end up telling nobody anything useful. A better way to do it is to be very clear about who you're aiming each brochure or leaflet at and write the message in a very specific way aimed at them. In this way, you might have more than one type of leaflet or brochure in your marketing. Business cards, a must-have for many business owners. Make sure they reflect your image. If your image is glossy, make sure your cards are too. Don't skimp on your cards because they leave a lasting impression. People will often keep your business card either on their desk or in a box somewhere, but they'll keep it. And so it needs to reflect who you really are as a business owner and as a business. Lists or directories. These can work, but make sure your customers expect to look for your type of business in the particular list or directory you choose, or they won't work for you. When you start up in a new business, you could well be bombarded with calls trying to sell you space on a list. Just be aware that if they don't reach your target customer, there's very little point in being included in them. Press releases. Good news, they're free, apart from your time, of course. Make sure you have an interesting story to tell and a strong headline. Watch the words you use as well. Don't use too many superlatives. Journalists get very tired of reading them. Direct mail, whether by snail mail, that is post, or email, this is easily measurable, but you may not get an immediate response. Be careful not to breach data protection laws. Networking. Again, it's free and well worth the time for many businesses. However, really, you must not treat it as a sales pitch. Expect to give generously to other businesses for a while before you start reaping the rewards. These are just some of the ways you can consider to reach your customers. I'm Julie Stanford. Thank you for listening to my Step 16, Spreading the Word. Join me for the next one, Step 17, Successful Selling.